Hello, everybody. I see some people that were probably in Boom last night. And those people that were there know that we were talking a little bit about vibrations. And we're going to talk a little bit more about vibrations right now. So what I want to talk about is everything that you see in here is a vibration of some sort. And so sound is a vibration. It's coming out at you. Electricity is a vibration, which is running our whole sound system here. Sound is a vibration. My strings are vibrating. The speaker cones are vibrating. The air is vibrating. Your eardrums are vibrating. And you're hearing the music. So if you keep going up the frequency spectrum and getting higher and higher frequencies of vibration, you get light. And light is a vibration. Well, of course, some people think it's particles, but it's all vibrations. And some people theorize that there's a certain vibration that is the glue that holds the whole universe together. We like to think of it sort of as the vibration of life. So we're going to start this whole thing out right here by getting the vibration of life going. This is supposed to be 7 beats per second. And this should make you feel charged and energetic, in tune with the universe. Here it comes, starting off with the vibration of life. Second, the vibration of life filling up your body with energy. Now, what we're going to do tonight that we've never done before, this is a special thing. We had Paul, who sits back there at the soundboard, has been working on this now for weeks. He has now installed a special switch onto my guitar, which you may see right here. Now, what this switch is going to do, when I flip this switch, I'm going to invert the phase on the vibration of life, sending us hurtling into another dimension. Get ready now. Now, I told you before that light has a vibration too, and that the combination of light and sound has this, supposedly light can, colors are sort of on a cosmic plane, they can affect people's aura. So when I switch the phase inverter on the vibration of life, Chris is going to change the light to the deep green, which will send us hurtling into another dimension, a parallel dimension, and we will find ourselves floating over the green seas of Gamehenge. Here we go now. I'm about to switch the switch. I can feel it. You can see it down below you now. Somehow your spirits are drifting to Gamehenge. And it's a green kind of feeling. Everything kind of feels different now. Just a little bit different. Because we're in basically the same space, in physical space, but in a parallel dimension, spiritually. And you can look down underneath you, and you can see in your mind's eye, you have to reach into your spirit's eye here, and you can see the green fields of Gamehenge underneath you. You can see the castle of the evil King Wilson, who we sang about in the first song. Wilson, King of Prussia, Duke of Wizards. And you can see over in the distance a huge mountain rising out of the forest of Gamehenge. And on the mountain you can see this little guy, Colonel Forbin, and he's climbing up the mountain. And the problem is that something doesn't feel quite right here in Gamehenge. There's some kind of weird energy going in Gamehenge. It's because the evil King Wilson has come and taken this peaceful place, and he has enslaved the innocent people of Gamehenge. And he's stolen the Helping Friendly book from them, which is the book that they base their life on. Now, right now, this guy, Colonel Forbin, is climbing up the mountain over there. And he is trying to find the spirit of the great and knowledgeable Iculus, who's going to help all these people regain their peace and tranquility that they used to have in Gamehenge by sending the famous Mockingbird to fly and steal this book back from Wilson, bring it to the people. Listen and watch with your spiritual mind's eye. You'll be able to see the famous Mockingbird come flying down out of the sky, whipping past your face, the air from the famous Mockingbird's wing beating on your face, and he's coming down right now to save the people of Gamehenge.